Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the front panel and rear panel of the MFJ 1026 Deluxe Noise Cancelling Signal Enhancer. And first of all, the front panel. In the bottom left hand corner of the front panel is a red power button. When you press it, it stays in and power is on. When you press it again, it pops out and the power is off. Just to the right of that, and in the middle vertically of the front panel, is the transmit-receive delay. This sets the amount of time after you finish transmission before the unit is switched back in and you are receiving again. Just to the right of that and down is another push button which turns the preamp on and off. And then to the right of that, again vertically in the middle, is the auxiliary antenna gain, which allows you to adjust the gain of the preamp for the auxiliary antenna and to match the noise level from the auxiliary antenna with the noise level from the main antenna, which I'll discuss in a bit more detail in a moment. Just to the right of that and down is the frequency high, frequency low. When you get above 10 MHz, the unit works best set in frequency high, below 10 MHz in frequency low, but it's always worth trying the other mode if you don't get as much cancellation as you would like. And if you go to the right of that, and again vertically in the middle, is the phase. That's the main control for adjusting the phase of the signal from the auxiliary antenna to get it to null out the noise from the main antenna. And to the right of that below is phase normal and phase invert. If you push this in, it inverts the phase. So normally you would have it in the normal position, adjust the phase and try to find a dip in the noise. If you can't, then press this button in to invert the phase and try again rotating the phase knob. And finally, to the right, again vertically in the middle, is the main antenna gain control, which I'll describe in a bit more detail in a moment after I've talked about the connectors on the back. And in the very bottom right hand corner is a power LED. And if you look at the back of the MFJ 1026, then in the bottom left hand corner is a wing nut to screw on a ground connection. And then going to the right of that and vertically in the middle is an SO239 for the main antenna. To the right of that is an SO239 which connects to the radio. To the right of that is an RCA socket which is used for transmit control, or transmit receive control I should say, if you don't use Vox, and I'll speak about that again in a moment. To the right of that is an SO239 for the auxiliary antenna. And to the right of that is an RCA socket, which is also where you can connect an external wire or whatever you want as an auxiliary antenna. And then to the right of that and at the bottom is the socket for the 12 volt DC power. There are two jumpers on the main board, and jumper one is just two pins. If it's not connected, then you will be using the whip antenna, which is a typical telescopic antenna which you actually put through a hole in the top of the unit and screw onto the main board. I would normally not use this antenna. If you install jumper one, then you are using the auxiliary sockets on the back of the unit for your auxiliary antenna. And jumper two has three pins. If pins two and one are connected, then the gain is at maximum for the preamplifier. If you connect two and three, then the gain will be reduced. My recommendation would be to use maximum gain, unless your auxiliary antenna is receiving a very loud noise signal. In my opinion, and this is just what I've found, is the best way to use the unit is to make sure the preamp is on, and then turn down the auxiliary antenna gain to zero, fully counterclockwise, and have the main antenna gain at maximum, fully clockwise. And note the S meter reading if you can. Then turn the main antenna gain down to zero and turn the auxiliary antenna gain to maximum, and then adjust the auxiliary antenna gain until the noise signal has the same S meter reading as you had from the main antenna. If you can't get enough signal, then go back to the main antenna gain and reduce the gain, so that you do get a match between the auxiliary antenna gain and the main antenna gain. This will give you the best chance of having maximum cancellation. Now, with both of those, the auxiliary antenna gain and the main antenna gain set, adjust the phase control from 0 to 10, slowly rotating it until you hear a dip in the noise. If you hear a dip in the noise, then adjust the auxiliary antenna gain just slightly, plus or minus, to see if you can improve the dip. If you don't get a dip at all, then press the phase button to invert the phase and do the phase adjustment again, and you should get the dip. If you're not getting a good dip, then try pressing in the frequency high, frequency low button to set it to high and try again. But usually low works best below 10 MHz, high best above 10 MHz. And then the transmit receive delay. You can use Vox. So if you transmit, then the unit will automatically switch out of circuit. However, I would not use Vox, and it's not recommended by MFJ with high power. So it's fine if you're perhaps running 10 or 15 watts, and I've never had a problem with that. But if you're running 100 watts or more, then it can, because some transmitters give a short spike when they first come on. It can cause damage to the unit, in which case you should fit a plug to the transmit-receive RCA socket at the back, which grounds the center pin when you go to transmit. So a pretty normal transmit-receive control that you would probably also use with an amplifier. And it's important that you do not put negative voltages on this, and you do not put positive voltages greater than 15 volts. Whether you use Vox or the socket on the back, I find transmit delay around halfway works pretty well for me, but you can experiment and find out what works well for you.